So, we have to finish up the topic that we started last time about marriage, kiddushin, and non-Jews, and then move on from there to the topic of mamzerim. We are not going to finish everything that I would like to finish regarding mamzerim, but I think I have a good cutoff point, actually, for Erev Yom Kippur. And then Rabbi Abbey is going to give the first two shiurim of Chorev Zman. God willing, and then I think what I will actually do is there's a good spot for me to pick up on the Mamzerim at that point, and then Psu Adaka. And it will not be a problem that Rabbi Abbi is giving on Shiduchim and Tanoim and issues like that at the beginning. That won't prevent us from coming back to this, and it'll be good. It'll work out well that way, I believe. Okay. But last week we started the discussion about Kiddushin and non-Jews by talking, first of all, about how marriage works among non-Jews themselves, and the idea that it is based on Bia, and it's not Kiddushin at all. There is no multi-stage marriage. It's simply Bia creating Be'ulas Baal, and that's it. We moved from that into the question of whether a non-Jew's marriage is considered Ishus for a Jew. We gave arguments for honoring the marriage, even if it's not like our marriage, but we ended up proposing a model which seems to be one that you can use to address the Gemaras on both sides, which is that for non-Jews, there isn't Nisuin in the sense that we have, but there is Vidavak, the idea of clinging to one's spouse in a marriage setting. And that seems to resolve the Gemaras on both sides. For example, the fact that I need a pasuk to teach me that Eishes Bas Tawar can be done even with an Eishes Ish. Why do I need a pasuk? The answer is because there is something to be said for their marriages with Davak, even if it's not the same as halachic marriage. As a matter of psak, we said that the Rashba, the Ritva, say that there is no biblical Isser of Eishes Ish for a Jew with the wife of a non-Jew, and we have the Rambam, who said ein ishus, that they actually don't have ishus, which Lechem Mishnah interpreted to mean the Rambam still believes there is an issue of vidavak, but the Avnei Miluim thinks the Rambam means there is no marriage at all. The last piece that we did, the last bit that we did was regarding the following question. If marriage between non-Jews is not halachic marriage as far as Jews are concerned, then maybe if a Jew were to marry a non-Jew, it would not be recognized as marriage, and therefore the Isser against a Jew marrying them is non-existent. In other words, obviously there's still an issue of znus for a temporary relationship, but maybe there is no such issue. You can't create a halachic marriage with them. And indeed, we said marriage between Jew and non-Jew is not recognized as kiddushin. We quoted the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samaches Amud Beis that said Lo Sischatein Bam, as well as Viachar Kein Tavoy Elahu Uva Alta, that kiddushin don't work until then. In the last bit, we saw the Gemara in Yevamos that brings the view that the child of an akum and a Jewish woman is kosher. And we said, even though kiddushin don't work, it isn't like arayos, because the akum could not have kiddushin with anyone. There is no such thing as kiddushin with him and a Jew. So clearly marriage doesn't work. That's the farish. We do have, and this is where we pick up with our sources this week, we do have a clear message against marrying those who represent avodah zarah. That's very, very clear. Meaning, go back into Bereishis, right? And Esav's wives are a source of bitterness for Yitzchak and Rivka, and Avram doesn't want Yitzchak to marry a Kenani, and Rivka doesn't want Yaakov to marry a Kenani, right? We generally want to stay away from those things. Not to mention, you have the pasuk which I brought you in Source Aleph from Parshas Kisisa, right? That says, don't make a bris with Yoshev Haaretz, don't follow their gods. All those uses of Eloah in that pasuk are all about Avodah Zarah, they are whole. Don't worry, that does not make the Sheet Shemos. And it says, and it warns that if you make a bris with them, you are going to stray after their gods, you're going to take their daughters and so on. That is not an isser against taking their daughters, but it is a warning. We don't want you marrying among Canaan, and we tie that into embracing their avodah zarah. But what is the source for an isser in marrying them, as opposed to this nus of a temporary relationship? So here, some apply losis chatein bam. Even though we saw in Kiddushin Samaches Amud Beis losis chatein bam as a statement describing that the marriage doesn't work, Nonetheless, some quote it as a statement of an iser. Lo sishatein bam, you shall not marry them, right? We saw that in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav on the base. I didn't reproduce it on this sheet because it was on last week's sheet. I should have brought it here again. Lo sishatein bam was used in the Gemara Lamed Vav on the base when they wanted to know what's the Deoraisa, what's the Derabanan, that whole discussion. It was brought as a source of an iser, at least against marrying the seven nations and possibly all non-Jews. Regarding applying it just to the seven nations, by the way, there's this cute line in the Yerushalmi that I brought here in Beis, just because. Amar Rabbi Lezer, b'shiva mekamos k'siv lo sishatein bam. He says in seven places it says not to marry them. Amar Rabbi Avin, lo sir shiva amamin. So Rabbi Avin says that teaches that the seven nations are off limits. That's a specific prohibition against the seven nations. The Karban HaEda there tries to figure out where the seven are. It's not like you can find seven places where the Torah says lo sishatein bam. That's not that you're not going to find that. So he goes into how you get it. But the idea that lo sishatein bam is specifically an issue for the seven nations, the Yerushalmi tries to provide a very interesting anchor for it. The Gemara in Yevamos assumes lo sishatein bam is indeed a source of iser for Jews with non-Jews altogether. It's source gimel. Bo miname Rav Sheshes. They ask Rav Sheshes the following question. Ptsua daka ma kohen ma begiras meshuchveres. Ptsua daka is a man who has certain problems with his genitalia such that he is disqualified from marrying a regular Jew. I want to discuss that in a shiur properly in Chorevzman. But the ptsua daka who is a kohen, is he allowed to marry a giyores? Is he allowed to marry a woman who had been a slave and was then freed? A regular kohen is not allowed to. What if he's a ptsua daka? On the one hand, you could say, because you shall say kohen va'aser, he's still a kohen, and therefore he can't marry them. Oh, Dilma, perhaps not Kedusha Sekoi, maybe not. Maybe he loses his status with the Kedusha of a Kohen because he can't marry a regular person. So therefore, maybe he should be permitted. So Amalei Rav Sheshes, Tani Suwa, Rav Sheshes answers, we've learned this already. Because we learned a Ptsua Daka Yisrael Mutar Benesina. A Ptsua Daka who is a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina. So the Nesinim are a long story. But basically, the Nesinim, as far as we are concerned, are what I put in brackets. Members of the seven Canaanite tribes who converted to Judaism. It's a much longer and more interesting story than that. Moshe himself seems to talk about the Nesinim, even though the primary story we are familiar with the Nesinim is, of course, Yoshua Paraktes with the Givonim. They decidedly after Moshe's time. And then, of course, they resurface in the time of David. And the Gemara talks about the Gzeros against marrying them. But the bottom line is that they are Canaanites who convert to Judaism. Meaning, post-conversion, they are called Nesinim. That's what we are referring to. So we say a Yisrael, who is a Ptsua Daka, is allowed to marry a Nasin, or a Nesina. The Isaka Daita Pukdusha Sekoi, if you're going to tell me a Ptsua Daka retains his original status, Igri Kan Lo Sishatein Bam, then the Pasuk of Lo Sishatein Bam, which forbids marrying the seven nations, should apply, even if they have converted. That's the Gemara's challenge. Then the Gemara goes on further and has a discussion which we don't need right now. My point in bringing this at this stage is simply to say Lo Sishatein Bam is applied as a source of iser for Jews with at least the seven nations. Even if they converted, that's correct. It's a unique rule. It's a unique rule.
No, it's even or maybe just.
Right, so that's also part of the discussion, but we're not having it at this moment. But correct, that is part of the conversation. Actually, it is going to be part of this conversation. I'm going to have to go into it a little bit with the Tosis that I brought here, but I'm not there just yet. We'll walk through the Gemara, and then we'll get to that point. So what we have to this point is the idea that the Ptsua Daka is able to marry a Nesina. That must mean that when he converted, not when he converted, we came, but Ptsua Daka, he lost his regular status. Right? That's the idea. But the subtext for us is that Lo Sishatein Bam prohibits marrying non-Jews. It's not a description of marrying them doesn't work. It's a statement of you are not allowed to marry them, at least the seven nations. We do have to go through the rest of the Gemara here. I had forgotten that I needed to go through the rest of the Gemara. So Amar Rava. Rava says to Rav Sheshes, Adu Hasa Mishum Kedusha Valav Kedusha Hu. He says, wait a minute. Don't prove anything from the fact that the Ptsua Daka is allowed to marry a Nesina. The issue of marrying a Nesina is not about Kedusha. They're Jewish. They converted to Judaism. They're Jewish. That's not my concern. Dilma Molid Ben, Va'azil Palach Lavodas Kochavim. The concern is that these seven nations are so frum in their Avodah Zarah that even after they convert, if you marry them, your kid from them might go off and worship Avodah Zarah. They have a unique attachment to Avodah Zarah. I brought you the Sefer Chinuch in Vav. He says, Shiva Amin Nesru Af Begerusan. Even when they convert, you can't marry them. Lefishayu Ikar Avodah Zarah V'Yisoda Harisham. They were the founders of Avodah Zarah. Ushar Amin and Mutarin Begerus. Other nations, they convert, they're fine. Not the Shiva Amin. Even when they convert, you're not supposed to marry them. How do you like that? Normally, that only applies when they're not Jewish. When they convert, they're now mutter to marry Yisrael. Right? I add in the brackets, mid-oraisa. V'rabbanan hu degazru behu. But the Rabbanan came along and made gzera on the Nesinim and said, these seven nations are still out for marriage. V'chigazru behu Rabbanan b'hanach de b'nei oludei. However, the Rabbanan only said it's aser to marry them if you could have kids, who could then be swayed? Avalhai de lavarolu de lokazube rabbanan. But the Betsuadaka is not able to have kids anyway, and therefore there's no such concern, and therefore you can marry the seven nations. So in other words, don't extrapolate lessons about Kedusha being lost when one becomes a Betsuadaka from the fact that the Betsuadaka is allowed to marry the Nesina. The reason the Betsuadaka is allowed to marry the Nesina has nothing to do with that. The whole Isser on the Nesina is, after conversion, is Dirabbanan, and it doesn't apply because he's not going to have kids. Why am I not worried that you're going to sway the Betsuadaka himself? You're only worried about his kid. Why are you not worried about him? So then we've shown him there, Ramban, Ritva, deal with this. And they say, because he's an adult, he's less vulnerable. It's his kid who we're actually more concerned about. That's their answer. But otherwise, in a Hanami, we would say that that they could marry them because they couldn't marry them. So the Gemara then says, Elamayata Mamzer de Baralide Hachanami de Asir. Well, in that case, a Mamzer should not be allowed to marry an Asin or a Nesina, because the Mamzer is able to have kids. So he shouldn't be allowed to marry a Nesina. But the Mishnah says, Mamzer Munasina Mutarm Lavo Zebazeh. Mamzer is allowed to marry a Nesina. Eloki Gazer Abanan B'Ksherim B'Psum Lo Gazer Abanan. You're right, it's a different story. The Gzerian, marry the Nesina, was only made for Ksherim. It wasn't made for people who are apostle. Then Rava said, forget everything I just told you. Hadam Rava Lav Milsa. After you broke your head trying to follow Kedusha, no Kedusha, Nasin, I don't understand how you can convert to Judaism and still not be allowed to marry. What are you talking about? Rava says, yeah, sorry. He says, Lav Milsa. He says, when they were not Jewish, he says, I agree with Rishayish fundamentally. He says, the Pasuk of Losis Chatein is post-conversion. And therefore, if we permit a Petsuadaka to marry a Nesina, that must mean the Petsuadaka indeed lost his Kedusha. But it's post-conversion for sure. Then there's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos in Sor Zdalet, and this is what Ezer was hinting at. Tosfos in Sor Zdalet says, Losis Chatein is only after the conversion. Before conversion, there is no such thing as Chasnus. And therefore, there's no Isra of Losis Chatein, but it's only after the conversion that you have this Pasuk. And Ramban says, no, Losis Chatein applies before and after conversion. Even the language of Chitun only makes sense after conversion. Af al pi chen. But the bottom line for us, and what emerges from here, is that Losis Chatein Bam is used to teach a prohibition against marriage to them, according to some, before they convert to Judaism, separate from the issue of the application after they convert. As a side note, I brought you the psukim from Ezra in Sor Zion, in Ezra Perek Tes. Ezra is shocked when he finds out that there's intermarriage taking place in Sor Zion. He says, Ukechalos Ela, after everything that had been in Perek Tes happened, after Ezra showed up in Israel, finally in the seventh parak of his own book, he comes to Israel and they bring korbanos and they do what they're supposed to do. And then, after that, Nikshu Elai Asarim Lemor Lo Niptalu Ha'am Yisrael Va'Kohanim Malabiyim Me'ameh. He says, can you believe it? The Sarim, the officers, the nobles came to me and said, you know, the Jews are involved with the nations around them. Knani, Chiti, Prizi, Yivusi, Ammoni, Moabi, Mitzri, Amori, Kinas, Umi, Bnosehem, Laem, Vilivnehem. They actually took some of their daughters to marry. His arvu zera kodesh b'amei aratzos. They got mixed in among the nations of the land. V'yad hasarim maskenim ha'isav mala zeri shona. And the leaders were the ones who did this first. And Ezra is so shocked, and he tears his clothing, and he pulls out his hair. And he does vigui, and this is a terrible, awful thing. So if you're going to tell me that Los Yisratin is really only for the Zion Umos, by the time you hit Ezra, post Sancheirev, there are no Zion Umos. Any people Ezra is identifying here as Kanani, Chiti, Prizi, Yavusi just means they live where those nations lived. They don't have any such identity. So in that case, they're not under Los Yisratin Ban. Los Yisratin Ban, you're trying to tell me, is only for the Zion Umos. Why is Ezra so shocked? The Derabbanan doesn't even exist yet. The Derabbanan that would exist for anyone other than the Zion Umos would be from Ezra, when Ezra says, don't do this. There is no Derabbanan against this before Ezra. If you take the view that Los Yisratin Ban is on everybody, so then it's much simpler, much more straightforward. But if not, if it's rabbinic, then why is Ezra so shocked? Interestingly, Ben-Gurion in the 50s sent the question of who is a Jew in matrilineal descent, and patrilineal descent, he sent it to figures all over the world for answers to this question. There's a sefer put out in English, Rabbi Baruch Litvin, who put out The Sanctity in the Synagogue, also put out a sefer collecting all the answers that he could get to this question. I have it at home. It's a very interesting read. So one of the people he sent the question to was Rav Kahaneman from Panevish. And Rav Kahaneman quotes this story, and he says, how could it be that the Sarim, the nobles, were the first ones to get into this intermarriage? He says it was a plan to expand the Jewish people. The Jewish people at that time in Israel were a very weak and small group, and they felt they needed to expand. And so the nobles said, let's marry from the people around us, and that way we'll expand our population. And he said, see that? There's nothing new under the sun. And look at Ezra's reaction, and that should tell you what your reaction ought to be to this idea of patrilineal descent. It was 30 years before the Reform Movement came out with that as an official policy. In the 80s, they came out with that as an official policy, that the Jews need to expand and have and accept patrilineal descent. Go figure. But in terms of this psukim, Ezra makes it sound like this is a law on the books when he reacts with such horror. So you could answer. Right, so you could answer that it's about Avodah Zarah. He mentions Tohavo Sehem, right? They're Avodah Zarah. The other possibility is that it's a meta mitzvah. Like we say regarding Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even if you can't say from the Horashtem Es Haaretz, and you can't say that it's on the Rambam's list of the 613, Av Al Pichein, you could say that it's a meta mitzvah. And even if Hashem doesn't make it into a biblical sin outside of the seven nations, nonetheless, it still alters the future of the Jewish people in very real, substantive ways, because odds are they're not going to raise the kid as a Jew successfully. That's just a very, very unlikely thing to have happen.
With the Rambam, really says.
Meaning?
Like he says, this is, don't think that just because there's no substantial Isser here, it's a light thing, because...
Right. Yeah. So,
that was
on Nations of Astoar with the Nations Ish, the Ritva. Yeah. But as noted, even if you're going to say it's not Los Yisratin Ban for the general nations, right? You're going to say like Tosfos. Nonetheless, you still have other sources to bring, right? Tosfos says it's Bitcholo Sitain Livno. You should not give your daughter to his son. I have the Meiri here on Ayin Vav in source Ches, who uses the pasuk of the Acha Kein Tavoy Lo Uvalta from Eishes Sifas Toar as a lav haba michlal aseh. Since the Torah says the Eishes Sifas Toar is only muteris to you after the 30 days and after that whole procedure, that tells you if you want her, you have to go through that process, and until then you can't. So it's a lav haba michlal aseh. Sort of the equivalent of what we said in our introductory shiur regarding Kiddushin. If you're going to marry a Jewish woman, it has to be through Kiddushin. If you're going to marry a non-Jewish woman, here's your protocol. But except we didn't want to say Lava Mechala say there. But here, that's why the Meiri frames it. You could give that. And then the other possibility is the Kanoen Pogenbo argument. the meaning we saw back on about Azar Lamed Vav on the base that the Bo'al Aram is Kano and Poginbo. Right? And that shows that Midyaraisa, public living together, is indeed going to be problematic. As a matter of psak, when you deal with this issue, the Rambam, who I brought you in source test, I'm saying it outside just in the interest of time, but the Rambam in source test, paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that in fact it's a de'oraisa. It's not a derabana. Los Yisrachim Bam is not limited to the Zayinumos. And Los Yisrachim Bam is indeed an iser, not simply a description of marriage as ineffective, but marriage is actually usur. That's the position that the Rambam takes. He says, Hareyeh lulokin min ha-Torah in source test, and he says, V'chein mefurash al-yidei Ezra. He says, of course it's so. Ezra said so. So then the question is, why did the Rambam need to be Ezra? When does the Rambam ever go back to the Pasuk? He tells you the Gemara says it, and he doesn't tell you where. Why did the Rambam give me Ezra? So the Radbaz in Chelek Vav, Tshuva Beis Alafim Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Radbaz says it's because normally we side with the Rabbanan against Rabbi Shimon, and the Rambam here is not. The Rambam here is siding with Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, he uses Ezra to support Rabbi Shimon, and to say that in a Hanami, normally I wouldn't follow Rabbi Shimon, but here I do because Ezra did. So the Rambam takes the view that indeed all non-Jews are under Los Yisrachim Bam as an Isser, and the Shulchan Aruch follows suit in Source Yud. The Lokin Min HaTorah Shemar Los Yisrachim Bam, and then the Rama says Yesh Cholkin. Ha. Yes, Jeffrey.
Why can't you just say something simply? It's probably wrong because it's too simple, but we need Kedushin. Kedushin doesn't apply to non-Jews. So how can you marry a non-Jew?
Because I'll say that Kiddushin was only enacted for Jews. Ki Yikach and all of that was only, the Torah only ever created that as an obligation regarding Jews. That would be my answer.
Is it clear though that that's the case?
I think so. But that's the position of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Tur famously says no. In Yud Aleph, Kutis Avafi Sheim Balav Asura Midrabanan. He says that it is a rabbinic prohibition. That's the position of the Tur. And the biblical Isser is only the seven nations. The Maram Sheikh commenting on that, I brought it in Source Yud Beis, says it's still a de'oraisa even according to the Tur if they are publicly living together, because that's Kano and Poginbo, which we mentioned before. So that you see in Yud Beis. So the upshot of what we said regarding relations with the non-Jew, just to sum up what we said today, is that we have a clear message against marrying those who represent Avodah Zarah in general throughout the Torah, whether you're going to codify that as halacha or not. We have the source for the Isser primarily being Los Yisrachim Bam, granted the potential limitation to the seven nations, and within that, maybe only the seven nations after conversion. Nonetheless, number one, we have other sources for the Isser, Bitchalos Yitain Livno, Ve'achin Torelehu Valta, Kano and Poginbo. We have other bases for saying that there is indeed an Isser, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say you don't even need that, because Los Yisrachim Bam, as far as they are concerned, is a prescriptive Isser that applies to all non-Jews. Granted, the Tur with his distinction. Yes, Jerry?
You translate public living together.
Yeah.
Public living together or a public...
Publicly known living together is the way that the Mefarshim seem to take it, even though you are right that in the case that we brought as the paradigm, the Pinchas discussion, it's an act that's going on in public. Nonetheless, that's not the way that the Poskim seem to take it.
So if you say it's their abundance, so that's a zero there?
Yes.
So then...
If you would take that view, which I am not recommending and not endorsing. Yes.
But when we say then the Ayin Nesef, part of one reason is because of Chasmas, so then you have Gezerah and a Gezerah. Or is that more like a Gezerah?
Unless you're going to say that it's a Gezerah, or you say it's Chad Gezerah, you can come up with other things. Or you could say it's a Gezerah, they're both Gezerahs against Avodah Zarah. Like you can, generally speaking, the rule of Ein Gozerin Gezerah L'Gezerah is a punching bag. Right, it is only invoked in order for us to defeat it. It's rare. I can't think of any case in which somebody comes along and says, "Wait, the Gemara says this gzera, but it's gzera l'gzera, and we just suck." Yeah. We can always come up with chad gzera or something else. You know, if you were one of the gozrei gzeros, it would be a factor you would need to consider. But no gzera on the books is ever going to be erased from the books because that was gzera l'gzera. Forget it. It's only a question of, so how did we get out of that maze?
Otherwise, you would have finished the Buddha's Aruch.
Yes. It would be a much shorter Masechta. Okay.
It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't use Derech Ishut.
The Shulchan Aruch you're talking about in Yud. Yisrael Shabbal over the Obedes Kochavim Derech Ishus.
Well, okay.
He wants to make sure you know that Derech Ishus applies there also.
Okay.
So that all wraps up our first point, this issue of non-Jews. I'm going to start a new recording.